Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You know what time it is?
It's morning.
What time?
Morning.
Oh, good morning.
TGIF, right, guys?
That's today?
No.
It's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
It's Tuesday morning. It's time for
your favorite
radio show.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
It's dark and dirty and has, like, most weirdos who work there.
Oh, that radio show.
They're my favorite.
No, I know what you like.
Turn it up.
Turn it up!
Everybody's listening to you in Atlanta and all over the world. How come I can't get your signal in Boulder City?
Come on. It's showtime. Let's do it. Mike and Carla, morning show, along with our producer, Morty, waking you up this morning. It is Tuesday morning. It is 6:08. Carla, show number 1,904.
Nice.
I know you're counting down to show number 2,000.
2,000.
We'll have t-shirts other Mike and Carla show merch.
Yeah, we will. Darn right we will. People keep asking me, too. It's like, wait, whoa, slow down there. Yeah. We're waiting for your 2000th show. What are you going to do? We'll find out on show 2000.
We're not getting any younger, so.
No, we're not.
Might,
Mike,
as well get it out of the way.
No, we're not. It is National Sex Day today.
What?
So whatever that means to you people.
Whoa.
Yeah, National Sex Day. I know, so.
Celebrate this morning, this afternoon, or even later tonight.
Yes, it's also, I'm not joking, call your doctor day. So maybe they'll go hand in hand. I don't know. Ow, 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 ow.
What should I call them?
Charlie. Bam.
Okay. Celebrate anything you want today.
Yes.
Just be alive and be kind to people.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not buying it.
Yeah. All right, Mike.
Phone lines are open, 702-739-9636. You can text or call in. We'd love to hear from you this morning.
Who had this on their vision board,
Plenty of sunshine today. High in the upper 80s, mid to upper 90s tomorrow. No mention of wind, so we like that.
Okay.
It's about 64 outside right now. Carla's first take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Anybody saw this, but CNN's Chris Cuomo showed up naked in one of his wife's Instagram yoga videos. Yes. Yes, I do believe it was accidentally. It looked like he was standing out. It was just from behind. It looked like he was just like standing out there on the patio drinking coffee or something.
What did you say?
My God, he's perfect. He makes me look like you, and you look like you with your shirt off.
Uh-huh.
What?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, he looked pretty good. He's in good shape. I'll tell you that, Chris Cuomo. Even after he says he still does not feel quite right after dealing with the coronavirus, but he looks like he's in pretty good shape. That's good. For sure. There is a petition calling on ABC to cast a black bachelor for the coming season. Now, this has kind of been going on for a while. They want to increase diversity among the cast going forward. I don't know why there's a petition and why this just hasn't been done. But, you know, I'm sure it will be done in the not-too-distant future when they can start taping again. That's for sure. Listen, this is something you probably never thought you'd hear. Johnny Rotten from the Sex Pistols. He says, sadly, he is now a full-time caretaker to his wife. She has Alzheimer's pretty bad.
Oh.
And, he takes care of her now. Johnny Rotten, that just sounds so odd that he is a caretaker. He says that she still knows who he is. She seems to know who he is most of the time, but it's pretty bad. Very sad. And The Simpsons took a moment out of their day to congratulate the class of 2020.
As graduates, you have a world of possibilities. You can go from living in your parents' basement to working from your parents' basement.
But our message to you in these times, love your neighbor, even if it's Flanders.
Nice.
There you go. Congratulations, graduates. And to put things in perspective, Mike, Alex P. Keaton, Michael J. Fox, turns 59 years old today.
Really?
Yep, he's almost 60 years old. Little Alex P. Keaton.
Still wearing the sport coat and the tie.
And the tie, right.
Yeah. Good for
him. A great show. Family Ties, kids, look it up. For now, that is indeed my take.
What's the latest TikTok challenge? You know, we always like to keep up to date. There's so many of them. Well, we have that coming up for you here in a couple of minutes. You and the family might want to try this.
I don't know.
All right? Paula Notes, Man Eater.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The only morning show I listen to.
96.3 KKLZ.
Just a phone call away, 702-739-9636. Talk or text. We'd love to hear from you this morning. 6:38. Here you go.
the latest TikTok challenge.
Okay.
You go through a drive-thru with your friends, and you put a shock collar on one of your friends and let them order while you're shocking them.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what that sounds like.
Hi there, how are you?
How are you?
Good. Can I get two small blizzard, please? An Oreo cheesecake?
Can I please get a large a large fries?
And
thank you.
Comedy ensues.
Yeah. Okay.
Because the people working don't have busy things to do.
Right, they don't have anything to do.
With everything else going on in the world as it is, that's the latest TikTok challenge.
Great.
The shock challenge.
Could share that with everyone. Go out there and have some fun, kids. And you pop a Tide Pod while you're at it. Jeez.
Going through the drive-thru. Get a shock collar and see if you can do it, huh?
Yeah, there we go.
Come on.
I know. And then people say, well, don't put those on your animals. That's so cruel. Mm-hmm. You're right. Put them on your kids. Why not?
So good luck with that. Carla, we're ready to do another one. A PYO2 Zoom happy hour.
Excellent.
For your own. Join us on Zoom. We're going to have games, giveaways, and a lot more. This is happening Thursday. It's kind of like a weekend warm-up.
I like it.
June 18th, starting at 4 o'clock. Got to be 21 years of age or older. Space is limited. You can register now on our website, 96.3kklz.com. PYO2 Zoom happy hour.
I like it. That was a blast.
We had such a good time.
Fun.
And we had people from all over the country on our Zoom happy hour party.
And if you are listening from elsewhere, you know what? We'd love for you to join us.
Yeah.
Trying to get a different, you know, different bunch.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Please
so if you
do.
Want more details, check it out on the website. Sunshine today, high in the upper 80s, mid to upper 90s tomorrow. The good thing, no wind.
I know.
The wind has finally stopped just in time, though they say it might be back on Friday.
Of course it will, Mike. Of course it will. Jeez.
64 now. Just a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
96.3 KKLZ.
I read this article yesterday. Over 500 disease experts, like virologists, epidemiologists, they were asked when they will feel comfortable doing things again, like shaking hands, seeing friends, getting haircuts, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
There were only a few things they'd potentially do this summer, and those included going on an overnight trip and getting a haircut. Just a few of them said that. Only 3% said they'd go to a concert or a sporting event. 6% said they might never shake hands again. Now, these are the experts who work out there. Okay. I know. I think some people will get so used to doing certain things or not doing certain things that it's going to be hard to break away from that.
Yeah.
You know, especially the people who work with, you know, cooties all the time.
Of course. We have a lot of those.
Right? Yes. Yes. 1 in 5 people out there say during the quarantine, their driving skills got pretty rusty. According to a new survey, the most common mistakes. This is interesting because not everybody drives a stick, you know, manual transmission.
Yeah.
Number one was stalling. Apparently, they were having a hard time relearning the gas and the clutch. Number two, struggling to parallel park, which I think goes on a lot anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, forgetting to signal. Yeah, okay, sure, yeah.
Yeah. Jody says I do that a lot. I said, there's nobody around. She goes, I know, but it's a good habit to have, so you should do it just normally.
Right, and she's right. But do we all the time?
No.
I use my signal a lot. But,
who still uses the arm signals?
The old arm out the window, straight, and then up. There we go.
I'm turning the other way.
Yeah, I'll do that when I ride my bike, if there are people behind
me. Or if you're trying to make a U-turn, you put your arm out the window and then go in a circle.
Around. And listen, if you are looking for work, Dunkin' Donuts, their franchisees plan to hire about 25,000 workers across the country because of all of the changes with people just picking up or just wanting to go to drive-thru. They've gotten much busier. So do keep that in mind if you're looking for work. Maybe get on their website and give it a shot. Might be a place to go.
You know what? I think it would be nice to work at a Dunkin' Donuts, but I don't. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think I could do it
right
for a while before I get frustrated with customers who walk up to you and go, "I like a dozen donuts."
Right. What do you
okay,
want?
What would you like?
Let's see. I don't know. What do you guys want? You think you want the glit? No. You want the, which one? Yeah, I know. That thing?
It would be like, please, we haven't changed.
Just pick some donuts.
It's donuts.
Just pick some. Oh, my gosh. With that said, Krispy Kreme. Morty, I hope you're listening. Three new donuts that are all based on desserts. One is the Mississippi Mud Pie, the Banana Pudding, and the Coconut Cake. And all of them are available now for a limited time.
Wow.
So do enjoy. It is Tuesday. By God, a few things you should know. Sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
You know what I feel bad for? The donut ladies when you go into these donut places? Because people can never make up their mind, you know? But the donut ladies know how to get back at you. They do the subtraction for you in front of the other customers and make you look like an idiot, you know? I'll take a dozen donuts. I'll start with 7 chocolate. You have 5 left. Oh. How many? 5. I have 5 donuts left, everybody. If I order one more, then how many would I have left? How many would I have at that point if I order another donut right now, this point in time? That's my question, donut lady.
See, that's the downside to working at a donut shop.
Yeah.
I'm not real good at math, so I might have a problem there. Our good friend Brian Regan, of course. Mike and Carla Morning Show, 7:24. Carla did something over the weekend that you were so excited about.
Yes.
And it went off without a hitch.
Now
you're getting flack for it.
I bought someone that I love a ring.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did.
What kind of ring?
A ring to say I love you and we're together and we're, you know, serious and we're not seeing anyone else.
And I get that.
And I'm glad you do because
I get that.
All I'm getting now is what?
What does it mean?
What does that mean?
Are you moving in together?
No. Uh-uh. Are we getting married? No.
So what's the ring
maybe
for?
Maybe when I'm old. But I'm cushioning, Mike.
Why is it that you just can't give a ring to somebody?
I know.
And let that be for what it is.
I am getting so many people. It's like, why? Whoa. Why? What does that even mean? That's rude. Why is that rude? Well, that means there should be something else there, and you're not giving her something else. I love this person, and
right.
I wanted to show this person that I love them. But
you're not moving in together.
No.
You're not getting married.
Right. That's not my thing, and not her thing either. So I just, no.
Okay.
I mean, do you?
Here's the question.
I've heard people say that's misleading. It's just misleading. You should never do that unless you're asking somebody to marry you or you're getting engaged. Is this wrong?
702-739-9636. Why is it that sometimes you just can't give a person you love a ring?
Yes.
And it doesn't really mean anything except I love you.
Oh, apparently a ring does, Mike.
All right.
Feel good in the morning.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
96.3 KKLZ.
All right, so Carla did something over the weekend, and you thought it was, and you told me it went well, and everybody's happy, and now that you've come out and told everybody what you did on your Facebook Live segment,
right,
which you do right before the show, if you want to join Carla on Facebook Live, everybody's starting to give you grief now.
I know.
And like you, when I did the same thing, I didn't understand it either.
Right.
You gave somebody a ring.
Yes.
And it's just to say, I love you.
Exactly. And I mean, it is a commitment of sorts, of course. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Everybody sure expects a lot more than this person. You know, man alive. And I'm really getting some grief over this.
I'm not committed to the rest of you.
No, that's right. No, I'm definitely not now.
So the question is, why is it that you can't just give somebody that you love or is very special to you Just a ring.
Yes, it was okay for the Jonas Brothers to wear their their whatever ring that they wore.
So you can text or call in 702-739-9636.
Oh, my God. Well, this was pretty funny, Mike. Somebody wrote in, Carla, the answer for you and Mike. Mind your own business.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah. Lynn said, Carla, I think the ring is very sweet, especially in this day and age when so many can't or even won't express how they feel for somebody.
Yeah.
So thank you, Lynn. I appreciate that. Dalton, Carla, showing of affection comes in many forms. If you give someone a ring, that's okay.
Yeah.
People don't get it. I've said it many times, you know, people just can go pound sand.
So okay.
Wow, thank you guys. I appreciate that.
Gwen's on our phone. Gwen, what do you think?
Well, I think it's a lot of BS because her love is hers to share with whom she chooses. And she shouldn't have to ever, ever, ever measure her love by someone else's standards.
Oh,
thank you.
Her and the person that she gave the ring to.
Yeah, it's a funny thing because if anybody does know me, and you know me, Mike, I really don't. I did live with somebody, you know, for a while. I'm not that I'm a great person to live with. I've been told that I am. I'm a great roommate. All of that, but I don't. I need my space, and she needs her space, and I need.
So all this is just an I love you ring.
But it is. But it's also it is. I am committed. I absolutely am. But I just I don't want
to. Similar to a promise ring, you are promising to love her.
Thank you.
And what are wrong?
Thank you.
What's wrong with those rings?
And I know you did this, Mike. In the beginning, you did this.
And when I told my sister I gave Jody an I love you ring, she goes, "What are you, in eighth grade?"
That's what I'm getting. I know.
I go, "No, I'm not in eighth grade." She wanted a ring. I gave her a ring, and she said, "What is this?" And I said, "I guess it's an I love you ring. I love you, and here's this ring." Shannon, do you have a problem with just getting a ring for no reason?
No, and I'm going to state this, and I think it's very plainly.
Okay.
Whether you give a ring, a necklace, a bracelet, earrings, it is not whether there's a meaning behind it that means to anyone else other than to Carla and her significant other.
There you go.
Thank you.
Okay?
Done deal.
Thank you.
What they call a token of love or a trinket of love. It's been done through history.
Thank you.
So for anyone else to be judgmental, that is their prerogative. But that symbol and that emblem, it has any meaning between you and that person that you've given it to.
There. You happy with that?
I am. Yeah.
If you choose to have more, is totally up to you. And I don't think it's right for anyone to be judgy or to presume otherwise.
Right.
Thank you.
Shannon.
Thank you, Shannon.
You have a great day.
Don't let anyone ever say that they have the right to pass judgment on anyone other than you.
Except.
You are the only person who has the right to judge you or anything else.
Except for me.
I like Shannon.
Except
I want to keep Shannon on the phone. I like this. Yes, except for Mike,
yes,
Shannon.
Yes, of course. Have a great day, Shannon. Thank you for listening.
You have a great one. Love listening to you guys.
Just another text on your situation.
Yeah, you know, people, leave me alone. I got somebody else who said, "Yeah, Carl, I was actually wondering, are you one of the Jonas Brothers? Really, a promise ring at your age? Okay, come on. Come on. That's not even, it's I want this, I want them to know I love them.
Right.
I am committed. Maybe in a different way that everybody else
would
think.
George is on the phone. I think he might be able to help. George, go ahead.
I don't know what the hesitation is on Carla's part, because you're giving a precious gift to someone you say you love.
Yeah.
But then guess what? You're hesitating. You're keeping something back.
You're holding back, Carla.
I know.
Here's the thing. Because I know Carla's a very smart woman.
Yes.
When you give a person a ring, it costs you money. This is not something you picked up at a 99-cent store, right? So it has necessarily to go with a commitment of a different type. That is to say, not just wanting your body, not just saying, "Don't you go out there and get somebody else while you're with me." You are conveying a message that says belong, 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 but not with a hard commitment. So any such thing is really frivolous. When you give a ring, seriously, let it be that you're willing to go the whole distance.
Oh.
Okay, otherwise, give a necklace.
Give a necklace.
Give a give an anklet, Carla.
George, it's funny. Somebody else actually said that, too. There are other pieces of jewelry you could buy, but I am...
Maybe you should have gave her a brooch.
A little brooch? A nice little brooch?
I love you, brooch.
A brooch, a nice sunglasses. You see, those are significant meaning.
I love you, honey.
You know what I mean? Yeah, because you're actually asking that person to call her to say, please don't make any other hot commitment.
All right, George, you have a great day.
Here are some Oakleys.
I love you, but you
George,
gotta,
you're awesome.
You gotta go all the way.
All right, George, have
a
good day.
Thank you, George.
Oh, that would have went over real well.
Jeez.
These are I love you glasses.
Yes, they're I love you Ray-Bans. Okay.
One more text.
Jeez. Well, you know what? I think Cassie may have summed it up. You know what, Carla? Whenever we do a toast, I always use my grandpa's. It says it all. Here's to those that wish us well. Those who don't can go to hell.
Perfect. There you go. Nicely done, Cassie. Nicely done. Well, there's all the advice you need right there. Carla, looking forward to it Thursday, June 18th, 4 o'clock. PYO2 Zoom Happy Hour. We did this before, and we had such a good time with people Zooming in on our happy hour from, like, all over the country that listened to us.
It was a lot of fun.
So this time we had planned to do some games with our first Zoom party.
I know.
We just never got to them because of all the conversation and all the fun we were having. But we do have games to play. We have some giveaways we put together and a lot more. So pour your own. Zoom Happy Hour.
Let's do it.
Number 2.
Like it.
June 18th. Got to be 21 years of age or older. Space is limited. Sold out very quick first time. Hopefully it'll do the same second time. But you can register at 96.3KKLZ.com. So make sure you do that. Sunshine going to be nice today. No wind. That's the good news. High 89, 97 the high tomorrow. It's about 70 now.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
And by the way, I mentioned that toast earlier. I said it was from Cassie. It was from Melissa. Forgive me. Melissa sent that.
Sorry.
Love it. Listen to this. Total Guitar Magazine has named Queen's Brian May. They think he is the greatest guitarist of all time.
Really?
Yeah. He said, I'm speechless. Quite blown away. He said, I have to say, it's completely unexpected. Obviously, I'm deeply touched that people feel that way. I'm not under any illusions, though, that technically I'm... I don't even know if I should be on the tree of great guitarists.
Of all time.
I know. Now, this is Total Guitar. It's, you know, it's their opinion. But I'm sure a lot of people would say, oh, yeah. And others would say, You know, when you look at the Eddie Van Halens and Slash and you know, people
Eric
like
Clapton.
That. Eric Clapton. Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
you
go further back. Even those guys would say,
oh, yeah.
What about Les Paul? What about Chet Atkins?
Right.
What about Glenn Campbell?
Right. Yeah. I know a lot
of people right now are going, what?
Who? What are you talking about? These were true guitar players, man. They really were. And
amazing.
Glenn Campbell was. Yeah. Yeah, but like Brian May said, I don't know if I'm even on that tree of great guitarists. So,
they thought so.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I mentioned this last year, and a lot of these people still aren't there. A list of celebrities who surprisingly do not have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame came out. Brad Pitt, Julia Roberts, Angelina Jolie, Clint Eastwood, Ben Affleck, Denzel, George Clooney. None of them have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
That seems to be a list of people, though, that I would think they don't care.
No, they don't care. No, I doubt that they... No, probably doesn't make... But you'd think that somebody might have come along and slapped them down for them.
And don't you have to raise or donate so much money to a charity?
I think that's charity. Which they could do in a heartbeat. But
easily.
It probably doesn't mean that much to them, you know?
Okay.
And by golly, you know, I mentioned it yesterday. Warner Brothers, they're rebooting the Looney Tunes cartoons. On HBO, there will be no guns. Well, people are literally up in arms over this. And what it is, and Mike, I had to look up a little bit on this. Elmer Fudd is not carrying a rifle. I'm not joking. He's carrying a Sith? Like a knife.
Oh.
So, yeah. I don't know if that's better or not. I don't know. But the producer said what it is. He said, we're going through this wave of anti-bullying, and I just... thought maybe getting rid of the guns, especially in the newer ones, would be okay. And he said there's still going to be the TNT All the Acme stuff will still be there. So
it's still going to be blowing up things and hurting people.
Yes, and anvils on the head.
Just
you
not
know,
with guns.
Yeah.
How do people feel about that? 702-739-9636. Does that bother you or do you care at all?
I know. It's interesting. I'm sure there are some people out there, and I would like to hear it, but younger people probably don't care. Probably our own generation.
Well, now, after all this?
Yeah, I know. Okay, exactly. You know what? Listen, you know, you can always keep up on what we are doing, Mike and Carla. You don't want to miss our shows. You can get caught up always. Our podcasts, 96.3kklz.com.
We're taking the gun out of Elmer Fudd's hands. That's the new Elmer Fudd for 2020, and we just wanted to know how people felt about it.
Yeah, a lot of people, somebody said Yosemite Sam without his six shooters? I don't know. Elmer Fudd hunting Bugs Bunny without his shotgun? I don't think that's right to reboot it that way. Somebody else now said, you know what? Can't we just leave cartoons the way they should be? Well, I don't know what that even means, but okay.
I remember the big controversy they had with the Flintstones theme song. Where they sang Having a Gay Old
Time. We'll Have a Gay Old Time, yeah.
And they had to change it. I think it was, we'll have a merry old time.
Well, something like that. I have to look up the new
happy old time.
I have to look it up. But yeah, they had to change that
because they didn't want it to be offensive.
Can't gay just be happy anymore?
I don't know.
Can it not be?
Charlotte, what about you?
Well, I don't think they're being, you know, too politically correct on this one. I think I understand why he had that in the past, but I think as, you know, things change and as you're redoing things, you always have to take the current climate and the current context into account. And Elmer Fudd having a rifle means something different today than it did on the original. So I think they made the right call by redoing him and taking the rifle away.
Okay.
I get it.
Cammy, what about you? What do you think?
It's not Looney Tunes without the originalness.
Okay.
Elmer Fudd is a hunter. What are they going to put a squirt gun? No, they probably won't even do that. He's a hunter. He's not going to go around saying, pointing his finger saying bang. I wouldn't like to see this happen. But I mean, if they're going to take his gun out of the show, they may as well just take him out of it altogether.
Uh-huh. Now, keep in mind, these are like the newer ones. Uh-huh. As we move forward,
are they still going to show
that.
The old ones?
I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
I'm not sure about that.
But she brings up a good point too. He's a hunter,
right?
And hunters have guns,
right? Now I know people who hunt with crossbow. Maybe they could Elmer Fudd with
a
crossbow.
No, that's not Elmer Fudd.
You know,
that is
maybe
so
they
not
could
Elmer
do that.
Fudd.
Well, it's a Sith.
That seems more dangerous to me.
Yes.
More brutal.
Yeah,
just
I don't like
stabbing
it.
Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, I don't like that.
The hot topic, Elmer Fudd, Looney Tunes.
Yosemite Sam.
Yosemite Sam.
No gun.
Taking them away.
No gun. Well, one of our listeners said, really? People just need to stop and grow up. Those are the best cartoons. Nobody back in our day went around killing people because of a cartoon or jumping off a cliff because of a cartoon. Not true, though. A lot of us tried to use the old umbrella.
Yeah,
and anyhow.
Well, that's Mary Poppins.
Yes, no, I no, no, where they anybody would jump down with a, they did that. They did that occasionally.
Oh.
Another one of our listeners, now PJ said, come on, Elmer Fudd wasn't a great hunter. Do we really want to see him stab himself? Because that's what's going to happen. Jeez.
Running after a rabbit with a machete now.
Yeah, that disturbs me.
Lucille's on the phone. She's not happy.
I'm really upset about this because they're not doing anything with all of these videos that these kids are watching that are absolutely horrible, killing each other with every sort of weapon you could imagine, and they're going to take away Elmer Fudd's shotgun that only has two bullets. I mean, in reality, on the show, it always goes wherever, never where it's supposed to go. So, no, leave it the heck alone. And I'm being very nice here.
I get it. And I mean, I do. It's a cartoon, and we all like to think we know it's just a cartoon.
Right.
But you're right, my God, some of the, some of the games out there and stuff, are you kidding me?
Is it going to make that much of a difference?
Yeah, I know. And again, keep in mind, a lot of people are getting upset. It's like, first of all, these aren't for us. These are for kids.
Oh.
So they're not going to even,
And it's on a pay service.
Yes,
you
it
don't
is.
Have on it, a pay you're not going to see it on yes. ABC on Saturday morning.
Yeah, what the heck?
I said, what the heck?
Yes,
they've never said what state all of them live in. Maybe the gun rules are very strict where they are. We don't know.
Yes, I know.
We're very loosey goosey.
Yeah, I know. I'm not paying for this free TV. Why are they doing this? It's a pay service. If your kids are watching it, they're not going to say, well, hey, back in your day, didn't they have guns? I mean, it's for the net. Listen, when I heard that they were getting rid of smoking in movies, I think it's the worst habit on the face of the earth. But some people smoke, you know, and especially during other times, people
smoke.
You can't have smoking on TV. Yeah,
on a TV show.
I know. Come on, man. Come on. That's why Mad Men.
Yes.
But that was pay TV, Mike.
Point well taken.
I mean, gone are the days when your gynecologist would have a cigarette in his mouth as he was doing the exam, like they did in one of the episodes of Mad Men. It's like,
remember that one.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, we'll see what happens and see how the ratings are for the new Elmer Fudd.
That's put right. your feet up in the stirrups.
Yeah.
Putz.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Boy, I didn't even know this existed, Carla, but the world's tallest living dog has set another record. He's got a few of them, but he's got another one now.
Wow.
He's also the world's oldest Great Dane.
Oh, God, those are huge dogs.
He's more than 7 feet tall when he stands on his back legs.
Oh, my gosh.
You're talking like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, that's right. They're huge dogs.
He weighs more than 200 pounds.
Oh, well, yeah.
Whew. And just turned 8 years old.
Okay. Wow.
So I guess in dog years, that's a lot, right?
That's it is.
Well, it has to be. He owns the record now.
Yeah.
He's the oldest.
I'm trying to figure out because it goes down. Yeah, he's up there.
Hotel in Germany that clearly doesn't understand the beauty that is chubbiness.
What?
Has banned people who weigh over 286 pounds.
286
from staying there because they might break, quote, the elegant design furniture.
Oh, well, okay. So they have to have a limit. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So you got to be under the 286.
286, not 285 or 290.
No, 286.
So, nope, I'm 285. I'm good.
Can you
I'm
imagine
good.
How many people want to stay there and they go, oh, crap, I have to go on a diet.
I have to get on a scale before I can check in? Whoa.
It's like the Heart Attack Grill downtown.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Wow. That's
in Germany.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
I don't either.
Jeez. Get your foot off the scale. Jeez. Listen, in Pennsylvania, Ross Township, they arrested a guy. This happens occasionally. He was watering flowers in his yard, naked. Oh. Neighbors called 911. Cops showed up. Said, dude, what are you doing? He said, what? He had on boots and a green beanie, Mike, nothing else. And they said, you can't do this. He said, why? It's my yard.
Yeah.
I can do what I want.
And I'm in Pennsylvania.
Yes. That's there. Perfect.
I'm doing some gardening.
Yeah.
Playing my accordion.
Listening to polka.
Naked.
He was charged with lewdness and disorderly conduct. Wow. It's his yard. It really is his yard. I mean, whatever. Listen to this one. In England, it would have been Cherie's wedding day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it wasn't. Instead, she put a sign on her front yard about her cheating ex-fiance. The sign read, lockdown 2020 didn't stop my wedding. His Willie did. So there you go. Apparently he was cheating on her when they booked separate vacations. So, yeah, okay. All right. Well, happy what would have been your anniversary, I guess. Go on out. Have fun, honey. Mm-hmm. Enjoy your life now, Cherie. All right. It is Tuesday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
something good.
At the end of every show, leave you with a little bit of good news to start your day with. This is out of England, out of Worcester. Hotel staffers being hailed as heroes, and they don't want to hear it. They did not close their doors when the coronavirus started. Instead, they let homeless people stay there. They stayed there. A lot of the homeless, well, they started doing just odd jobs around the hotel, gardening, cleaning the rooms, building new brick walls and patios all around it. About 45 people have been staying there, and people are saying the place has never looked better. Now, they charge almost $300 a night. It's a five-star hotel.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That they've been putting them up and feeding them as long as they do things, you know, around the place. No booze at the bar because some of them have drinking problems. That's been cleared out, but there is water, soft drinks, things like that. One man says they absolutely saved my life, and the fact that he's been laying bricks and things like that, he's picked up a little work along the way as well when this is all over. So, yep, they stayed open, like I say, 45 people. They had to furlough most all of their workers, so this has done nothing but help them out.
Awesome.
I know. That's really cool.
So it helped them, it helped the people, yep. And everybody's happy.
Yeah, that's
a great story.
Man.
If you have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. Better yet, if it's local, simply call us up while we're on the air, 702-739-9636. Tell us your version of your feel-good story. 9:40, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon sponsored by Shelter Insurance, Auto, Home, Life. Get your agent at shelterinsurance.com. Recap of the show, the new TikTok challenge.
Yes.
This is great. Yes, you got to try it.
Yes.
You put a shock collar around your buddy's neck.
You're going to love it. This is going to be great.
And then you go through a drive-thru at a fast food place, and you make them order something while you're shocking them.
Yeah, love it. Love it.
Hilarious. The ring, the big ring issue.
Oh, jeez.
Carla, presented a ring, and she's in love, and everything is fine, but clearly not everybody's happy.
That's it? The ring?
What does it mean?
Yeah, I got some sunglasses.
I thought that was amazing. These are I Love You sunglasses.
Oh, boy, yes. Okay.
And the big Elmer Fudd issue.
Wow.
They're taking away his gun on Looney Tunes.
Mm-hmm.
And
sure
some
are.
People are not happy about it.
No.
Other people get it, but we'll see what happens.
I know.
So, all right. Listen, Wendy Rush coming in. She'll keep you company whether you're still at home or going to work. It doesn't matter. Check her out. Tap the app or listen on your smartphone, smart speakers, or even on your computer. So we're going to be back tomorrow morning. You have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. As we always say, be kind to each other. All right? Talk to you later.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.